The following program is rebroadcast by the Armed Forces Radio Service to our fighting men overseas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health and Touche, these beforehand lotions, present the Eddie Cantor Show.
How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in the IX, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks of North will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, I'm coming back to Swanee. Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Mammy, waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
Now, people have been writing in and asking how a man like Eddie Cantor spends his day. They'd like to know how he lives. And why. So, tonight we will take you listeners around the park with Eddie Cantor. Mr. Cantor's day begins at dawn. Yes, 6 a.m. finds Mr. Cantor wide awake and on his feet.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ida.
Now, Mr. Bedman Sander left $5 on the bureau. Where's the other dollar?
Seven o'clock is Mr. Cantor's breakfast time. And many a morning when he comes down to breakfast, he finds some poor, hungry derelict at the table who knows that the generous Cantor will not turn him away.
Good morning, Harry.
That's the spirit, please.
Can't even say good morning?
Morning.
Harry, I'm glad I got up early today. I was having a terrible nightmare.
A nightmare?
Yeah, I dreamed I was all alone in the jungle with Dorothy Lamour and she was chasing me.
What do you mean, a nightmare?
I was running away. Now be quiet, Harry. Pass me the morning paper, will you?
Hey, what's in the news, Eddie?
Oh, look. Oh, that's awful. Just when everything was going so well, a thing like that has to happen.
What?
Gravel Brady got a hair caught in a meat truck.
Harry, listen to this.
Oh, look, this is news for everybody.
What is this?
Frank Sinatra rejected by Army again. Three choices to appear.
Doesn't say that.
All right, so I made it up. Oh,
listen, I hear they kept Sinatra for a 3-day physical. I wonder why.
Well, when he went in, they took off his clothes, and for the first couple of days, they couldn't find him.
Hey, Eddie.
What?
Hey, look at this.
What?
It says here, Japan homeland still suffering from Saturday's earthquake.
Harry, that was no earthquake. That was their fleet trying to come up. And speaking of the war, listen to this headline. Congress plans to draft women.
Errol Flynn to appeal.
Oh, Harry, it doesn't say that.
I made it up.
Oh, Swanee. I wonder where the cook is with my breakfast. Oh, Helene, how do you do? Thank God, the mad Russian. Hey, Russian.
Yes?
What were you doing in the kitchen?
The cook is always yelling for help.
When is the cook yelling for help?
Every time I'm in the kitchen.
Get the cook now. How about my breakfast?
Catherine, what would you like this morning? Ham and eggs, bacon and eggs, or sausage and eggs?
Oh, have you got ham and bacon and sausage?
Ha ha! We haven't even got eggs.
No eggs again? Why aren't there any eggs? Every morning I've been yelling at you.
I'm yelling at the chicken.
I'd like to have eggs.
Now, Jack, then you look down the street. Do you think he's gone with a couple of eggs? I don't know. Last week, I went over there to borrow a couple of sugar.
What happened?
He borrowed a cup.
no bacon, no sausage, no eggs. Is there anything else?
Yes, no butter. How do you explain this food situation? Unfortunately, due to the time, there is nothing to eat in the house.
There's nothing to eat in the house due to the time?
Due to the time, I went to the jackpot last night.
Gentlemen, I leave downtown. So it isn't it. Important, have to meet my rider, go to my office.
Yes, and at 2 o'clock, Anna Turner, Jerry Langus, and Betty Grable are coming to the house for a swimming lesson.
But I can't swim. Who's going to teach those birds?
Kill him, boy.
Day, breakfast ends at 8 o'clock. And after a typical Santa meal with everyone eating hardly anything. Eddie and Ida leave their company and go immediately to the gymnasium.
All right, Eddie. Inhale. Exhale.
Now you, Ida. Inhale. Exhale. That's enough. We'll put the cigarette away for tomorrow.
Cantor bids adieu to his five daughters and goes to join Leonard Stoops and Nora Martin at the Beckett Company where they're making a record. Of course, the five daughters he just bid adieu to wasn't a bad record either.
Hello, Leonard. Hello, Nora.
Hello, Mr. Cantor.
How are you, children? Leonard, what did you give Nora today?
Give her something?
Valentine's Day. You know, Valentine's Day, you're supposed to give her a Valentine.
Why? On Groundhog Day, I didn't give her a groundhog.
I know. Now, Lincoln's birthday, you didn't buy her a Lincoln. On Columbus Day, you didn't give her Columbus.
Yeah, and on Mother's Day, I didn't give her my mother.
Oh, shut up. Leonard, how is you ever romantic? Do you ever try to kiss her?
Not me. Every time I try to kiss her, she closes her eyes.
Well, what's the matter with that?
There I am beating my brains out, and she isn't even watching.
Oh, Leonard, you don't know what you're missing. In the picture, I don't know if you saw the picture, but in the picture, Hollywood Grandee, I kissed her and she didn't close her eyes. Did you know?
No, you've got a watch.
As long as you kids can be romantic when you sing, I'll have to settle for that. Yes.
Ready to play back the record the kids just made.
Oh, good.
Look, they only need one side. While we're here at the recording studio, can I be on the other side of the record?
You want to make a record? You mean you want to sing for it?
Yeah, you know that song. Rum and Coca-Cola, rum and...
No?
Okay, how about this?
Water and salad, plenty cup. Now, that makes sense.
Oh, you can say that.
Now, that makes sense.
It certainly does, Eddie. When you wake up in the morning feeling sick and heavy due to the need of a laxative. For a glass of sparkling salad product to take them in brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. You take Sal Hepatica the minute you eat. And besides quick, gentle relief, sparkling Sal Hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight, or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your drugstore. Remembering this sparkling is only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better. Thanks to gentle, seedy Sal Hepatica.
See, that's very good, Harry. But now let's listen to the kids' recording. Nora singing and Leonard Stoops and his orchestra playing A Little on the Lonely Side.
I'm a little on the lonely, a little on the lonely side. I keep thinking of you only, so wish you were by my side. No, my dear, when you're not here, there's no one to romance with. So if I'm seeing you someone else, it's just someone to dance with. Every letter that you send me, I read it every time you know. Only wonder that I love you many more. Oh, how I miss your friendly kiss, long to hold you tight. I'm a living on the lonely side tonight. Oh, how I miss your tender kiss,
Oh, I'm not such a joke, Mr. Tanner. Even while I was listening to that record,
I composed a Valentine.
Is it?
Yeah. Listen, Nora. I will be your pot. You will be my flower. I'll be you every second, every minute, every hour.
Isn't it? Looks like a mouse, looks like a boulevard.
Now, as we continue our trip around the clock, Mr. Tanner, we come to 11 a.m. when Eddie, like any other average citizen, answers the call and presents himself at his local blood bank.
Listen, 1/3 pint of blood this week. It's wonderful of you to come down again.
The least I can do. After giving all that blood, I'd have 2 weeks to come down to sell.
Mr. Tanner is once again the celebrity of his messages. As he starts today, he will talk.
My radio partner, Simon. Mr. Bristol, I am a man who can only stand so much. And I couldn't much from you. I resent the way you're always interfering, and the less I see of you, the better. And if you don't like it, you know what you can do. Simon, Eddie Campbell.
Are you sure you want the letter to go just like this?
Well, just once like him. Instead of the prompt to send it to Ida's brother.
There's a man here from Life magazine. He's very interesting.
Life. What does he want? An interview? A picture?
One set. The last week's popular. Oh, and the software detective agency is called. They located your writer. They're at the Chateau de Fleur L'Amour.
Those buns? The Chateau de Fleur L'Amour? Oh, they must have been thrown out of their motel. It's a fine thing, having to hire a detective to find your own writer. Honestly, Simon, I'm not the kind of boss people have to hide from. You just want those writers to come to your face. This is tough, Mr. Eddie. And some weeks you just can't think of a thing. And right now we haven't got a single joke down on paper. You know what I do? I sell them!
What's the difference? You're a day, man. You should get some white rock and come right up.
I'm coming up all right. It's not a dame. I'm Eddie Kent.
Hey, Bob, you can start the name of dame. It's Kent. You keep it up that good on the radio.
I'm on the air.
What do you want? Wait. We were coming along fine. We just happened to be stuck in one little spot. Well, passing their opening song, you say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's the spot they got stuck in.
That's fine, I'll be right up. I'm coming
up. I've listened to you all week. Why were you always hiding something?
I'm trying to hide. Anyone called you anything, you weren't there. They called you an RKO, you weren't there. You called at your office, you weren't there.
So why didn't you call me at my home?
I figured you missed it there. Yeah, that's why you went while I was
here. Now, look,
you
haven't
heard me.
Thank you,
Dr.
Wood, last
thing.
Everyone's
life had
a baby.
Yeah, it's just like me.
Too bad it couldn't have been a boy, huh?
I don't think I could stand it.
We couldn't stand it.
Look, Eddie, we got up at 6 o'clock Saturday morning, all ready to work, and couldn't get our type right.
Why not?
The hot shops don't open till 12.
Why didn't you write out in longhand?
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln wrote the whole Gettysburg Address in longhand.
He did?
Didn't you know that?
You didn't even know he hopped his typewriter.
Never mind. Take this pencil, Irwin, and write down some jokes. The idea of hopping your typewriter. If you needed money, why didn't you come to me?
Hey, Irwin, write that one down. That's a good one.
Will you keep quiet? Okay. Keep quiet, will you? I hope you guys would get down to writing when they close the racetrack.
We did. We did. We started the very day they closed.
We didn't want to hear it, Irwin.
Okay, Bob. The thunder of hoofs we'll hear no more, nor the whisper of the tout. We'll have to wait till the war is o'er to hear the bugle that gives out. The jockeys giving up their silks until the war is through, for the colors they now race in is red and white and blue.
Hey, that's ripping. Ripping is driving.
And there at the room.
Well?
We pause here for a minute out of respect to our bookies. And there at the lone racetrack, where all can see it going, is the lamp in the $2 window awaiting our return.
Every afternoon, Eddie Cantor goes to spend an hour with his namesake, Eddie Cantor Bonzell, Jr. As Eddie sits in the Bonzell living room, he is a picture of poise and personality. And believe me, that's Eddie, a poise and personality. After a day of trouble, we find Eddie chatting with his little namesake.
Oh, you see, little fellow, my day is full of trouble. Oh, you and your girl. You have your trouble, too. Tell me, what are you trying to tell your Uncle Eddie with that girl?
My girl. Carlo, you guys complained about his bed. What about my bed? It starts at 6 o'clock and I get all these drinks with hot liver oil. Hot liver oil. Yeah. Every time I take my hot liver oil, my old man puts a dime in my kitty bag. And then when there's a whole dollar, he takes it and buys another bottle of hot liver oil. At 10 o'clock, my daddy tries to teach me how to walk. He holds me by the hand. I put one foot out, and I fall right smack on my foot. They think I'm dumb because they don't know how to walk down. If they find out I know how to walk, they quit wheeling me around. This is a racket. At 1 o'clock, I have to take my nap. They put me in my crib, and Mommy and Dad are kissing my little tummy. And they say, whose little baby are you? I wish they'd find out. I want to go home. At 3 o'clock, Popeye comes over to play with me. Play with me. All he does is sit in a chair with wonderful upholstery and wonderful swing. Look at the chair I get to sit in. It is entirely finished. Yeah, and not just about lined it up. That's my day. Someday, my Eleanor.
At 4 o'clock in the Cantor home, everything stopped for tea. Just as in drugstores, millions of women stopped for tea. T-R-U-S-H-A-Y.
Well, these women know that spells touche, the beforehand lotion.
Yeah, but Harry, you're supposed to be going around the clock with me.
And these women know that after tea, there are dishes, which must be washed in hot, soapy water.
Yeah, but Harry, I never ask my guests to wash the dishes. We use paper ones, and all we have to do is to erase them.
Oh, well, nevertheless, when there's household work to be done, dishes to be washed, hands to be put in hot, soapy water, never forget to apply touche, the beforehand lotion. For touche is a new idea in hand lotion. Touche will help guard your hands even while they're in that hot, soapy water. Help protect them from the rough, drying effects of the hot, soapy water. And so help keep your hands soft, smooth, and lovely. Now, why don't you try touche and get the benefit of the truly different hand lotion? Use it for chapped elbows and knees, and it's an all-over beauty lotion. I know you love its fragrance. You love its velvety smoothness. But most of all, you love the way touche's beforehand protection helps your hands respond to the loveliness that is there. Use touche before you get to work, and have lovely hands after.
Oh, Harry, now tell the people what happened at my house at 4 o'clock today.
Oh, yes. At 4 o'clock, Mr. Cantor usually entertains some celebrity of the entertainment
but
world.
Tell them who? Who was my guest? Tell them a rat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, most of you have seen the Warner Brothers picture To Have and Have Not, and I know you'll never forget the lovely, exciting, glamorous Lauren Bacall.
If you want me, I'm going to have to go with you.
Well, this afternoon, Eddie was all alone in his house in Beverly Hills with that great new cinema find from the motion picture To Have and Have Not. The man who played the piano for Lauren Bacall, Colby Carter.
Hey, Hoagie, I'm so glad you could come over for sandwiches and tea. It will give us a chance to know each other. By the way, what's that sticking out of your pocket?
My own thing. We do know each other.
Tell me, Hoagie, you've written so many grand songs. What inspired you to write Starter?
Well, one day I happened to look in a book, and it gave me an idea that I really ought to write something.
What was the book?
My bank book.
Oh, I see. Well, Hoagie, you've certainly been a big success as a songwriter. And the other night I saw you in the picture To Have and Have Not. What inspired you to become an actor?
You're a banker.
Well, anyway, you are really fine. And I thought the picture was great, too. But you know, at the end, when Humphrey Bogart kisses Lauren Bacall, that was the longest ending I ever saw in a picture.
What do you mean, the longest ending?
Well, the picture was finished 6 months ago, and he's still kissing you. Well, here comes my man with our tea.
Russian.
Yes.
That's
tea for two.
I'll join you.
Russian, don't embarrass me in front of my guests. I want you to meet the famous Carmichael.
This is Jack Benny's polar bear.
No, you fool. This man is an artist, a great songwriter.
We have something in common.
What?
I don't know, but if it's coming, I got it.
For a moment, I thought you were comparing yourself to a great songwriter like Colby Carmichael.
I must speculate a prophecy. I have written a song that will be a bigger hit than Rum and Coca-Cola.
How's it go?
Gin and...
Gin and what?
I'll take my tray.
Never mind, Russell. Forget the song and just serve the tea.
Very well. How will you have your tea? Neat or strong?
Strong.
Lemon or cream?
Yeah.
Cup or soda?
If you behave yourself, I have a special treat for you. This afternoon, Mr. Carmichael is going to play and sing the song he wrote especially for my program.
Good. While he's playing, I'll be singing with a kick on my lap alone. In the quiet of the kitchen.
But look, the kitchen is all the way in the back. You won't be able to hear the song.
I'll be so disappointed.
Well, Hoagie, the piano's all yours, so let's have your brain time.
Every night while I'm undressing, you hear my prayers and life confessing. I can hear heart lick from set of drums upstairs.
Well, it couldn't be Johnny because he isn't there. Johnny's overseas, we know not where, but believe it or not, every night on the dock, I can hear the cannon gun say, Billy Dick, Billy Jack, when is that character coming back? When is that kid with the GI lit gonna keep cool down the track? Oh, poor old me, I'm a teacher to me, Steve, for him as he can start to be bloody. Look at him stick trying to kick out the liquor, cover with a new liquor. Oh, Billy Dick, when's that character coming back? When's that boy with the jumping jaw gonna launch that last attack? If he'll roll, like a drumstick, chewing on a drumstick, Jack will soon have a Japanese derby to beat like Temple on a music track. That character coming back, mom.
For years, Eddie Cantor has been gently ribbed about the lack of boys around his house. It was even said that Cantor is a boy scout himself, always scouting for boys. Well, I found a lot of fine youngsters in my time, and the best of the lot are always the boy scouts. Always the lads who are ready, willing, and able to do a good deed daily. The Boy Scouts of America may well be a great inspiration to all of us. And on this, the 35th anniversary, I would like to tell them how proud we are of their great service to the nation. Keep up the good work, fellas, huh?
And of course, the biggest moment in Eddie Cantor's life is 9:30 on Wednesday evening. That's the time when he brings joy and happiness to millions of radio listeners. That's the time he goes off to work.
Be sure and listen in next week, ladies and gentlemen, when our program will originate from the Santa Ana Air Force Relocation Center in celebration of their 4th anniversary. Ellen Logan, just returned from overseas, will be our guest. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesday together possible. Dal Hepatica for the sign of health, and Tuesday, be beforehand lotion. Dal Hepatica, Tuesday. This is Eddie Cantor saying good night, everybody.
Listen, friends, if you've got a cold this very minute and you're feeling pretty low and miserable, get someone to get you a jar of Minute Drug. I'm serious. The Minute Drug is a modern chest drug that will really help relieve those annoying cold symptoms and fast. All you have to do is rub a little Minute Drug on your throat, chest, and back. Within a minute, mind you, there'll be a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Drug begins to stimulate that lazy surface circulation. At the very same time, Minute Drug's menthol vapors help relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. So get yourself a jar of Minute Drug and help relieve those annoying and unpleasant cold symptoms.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.